forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Listen at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show with Brian Young, Marie Michelle, Jimmy James, Al Patchoulis. We have patchouli.
Patchouli.
I smell good.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
We have Andy Pratt standing by with his friend Ken Gordon.
Yeah.
I think Ken is going to sing as well.
Yes.
I think.
Yes,
I don't know.
Is.
He said he basically wants just wanted to come in and watch, but
I know he's going to sing.
Andy said he's singing, so we'll see.
We'll sing,
or we'll sing. Don't threaten Andy like that.
That's right. We can all do a mean Ruby Tuesday. Ruby Tuesday, yeah.
Ruby Tuesday, good song. Andy does
Andy
that
does
song.
That's why I said it. Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, ding, ding. Took,
took me a second. L is just requesting The Pretenders, My City Was Gone, and I almost didn't play it, but I guess if I say why, it's okay, because it's a great song.
Great song.
But Rush Limbaugh kind of ruined it for me.
He put it as his
bumper, or whatever you want to call it. His intro, like I just played.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. And then Rush Limbaugh comes on.
Beautiful song. And yeah, and then you hear some jerk. Anyway, if you have a request, anything besides Rush Limbaugh, but we will. We'll play My City Was Gone, because Chrissy Hynde shouldn't take any blame for that.
She'd be dead against it.
I know Chrissy Hynde.
I know.
She probably wants to strangle Rush Limbaugh.
Well, how about a lawsuit? How's that?
Right. She should.
You know, she should have done that years ago. Either that or her sales went up with the song. I don't know.
Pretenders here on MFO. Hey, you got a request? 617-627-3800.
Cahoga Falls City, oh, where
to go Ohio.
Two, we are one.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. With the Vaseline's Oliver Twisted. Before that, Piebald and the Pretenders. Oh, you know what? Vaseline's, they're, what are they, Swedish? I think so.
Not sure.
I think they're from Sweden. I'll double check that, though. It's funny, I sent away from my DNA. What? I've always been told I was mostly Irish, some Cherokee, but it turns out I'm mostly Scandinavian.
Really?
That means you get no percentage of the casino money whatsoever.
I don't know, but I'm mostly Scandinavian. What's that? That's like Sweden and Norway.
Dude, that just means everybody did everybody in the that's what that means, okay?
Yeah, it's like you are from five different countries. And not home. I don't care. I'll still dress like an Indian. Now I can say Indian and stop doing this PC Native American talk. No, I'm just kidding. I know one of my relatives was Cherokee. I mean, my grandfather looked like a damn Cherokee chief. I mean, you wouldn't even question it. You'd be like, oh, you mean the Indian? If you were talking about him, you know?
All right.
So, well,
maybe you're related to Elizabeth Warren.
Maybe Ancestry.com is a bunch of bull.
I don't know about...
I thought I was like 90% Irish and 10% Cherokee, and then I'm Scandinavian? I don't know.
Yeah, well...
I think a lot of people get that type of result from them.
It's kind of...
It makes me wonder about them.
I think they're, you know, they're money-based, so they're going to give you a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of money. I think I paid $100 to get this
more.
Done. Yeah.
You paid $100?
I want my money back.
You're a sucker.
I am. Well, I always wanted to know about the Indian stuff, you know, like, you know, am I owed a casino? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's where I thought this was all headed, because, you know.
You're going to strike it, yeah.
I don't know. We'll look into this. I got my people looking into it, Ancestry.com.
Maybe the American Indians didn't come from Asia. Maybe they came from Scandinavia.
Maybe. That's where I started.
Native Americans came from right here.
Wouldn't that be the Nordics, man?
Oh, yeah.
Vikings.
Viking. Yay.
That's right. They do say the Vikings came before the, like...
Valhalla doesn't have a casino.
Anyways. What did we say about the Ramones' first album?
Ramones' first album, released yesterday, 40 years ago.
Wow.
It's a 40-year anniversary.
Wow. We're all...
I guess I was 4 years old when I first heard that.
There you go.
Are you younger than me now?
Yeah. I was already learning how to play it.
The singles from that were
Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, and I Want to Be
Your Boyfriend.
We'll play that one. Blitzkrieg, in my head, I know it's not overplayed, but for some reason in my head it is.
No, it is overplayed.
Not on regular stations.
But
for us, it's kind of, I don't know, but I'd like not to like hear I overplay it, so I don't know.
I'd like to hear a live or a bootleg of it.
I know. I have four studio versions. I think they're all the same.
Yeah.
Let's just hear I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. You never hear that on the regular radio.
No.
And we're not regular radio.
No. Yeah.
We're a crash course for the ravers. Right. WMFO in Medford. Andy Pratt coming up soon.
Because I want to be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I want to be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I want to be your boyfriend.
One, two, three, go, I've got an ego, it won't let me go, what am I gonna do? A, B, C, D, paranoia's killing me, I'm dying on me aching feet, what a way to go. Roll up, people always stroll up, so why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cat, small cat, some cats are fat cats, those cats are bad cats, what we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. The peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change has gotta come before too long, I know. Peace has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I I can do. Can do.
You know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty.
drugs and rock and roll. Sex and 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 drugs and rock and roll.
Sunday white, take me as you found me in your delight. Marry me with my father's blood and water all around us just like a flood.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with the great Andy Pratt, home of the brave. Before that, it was Ian Dury and the Blockheads. Sex Pistols. Well, yeah, Sex Pistols, I guess. Johnny Rotten singing. Come on, everybody. Zounds, Can't Cheat, Karma, Ramones, Danny Says. And you know the rest. Have a request? Well, you'll have to wait for after Andy's segment. But the number is 617-627-3800. And I do have the great Andy Pratt right here.
Yay! Hey, everybody.
What's up, Andy?
Hi.
What's
up, Andy? Doing good. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on?
Not much, man. You look good today.
Yeah, yeah.
Spring fever?
Yeah, it's beautiful out. It's great.
It is.
Great day today.
Really nice. What have you been up to, Andy?
Well, I'm going to be a grandfather. And
congratulations. Any day? She's ready to go?
Well, any day in the next 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
My stepson is having a baby.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's the first?
It's the first grandchild.
First grandchild.
Yeah, yeah.
That must be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Wife is all into it, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. You're playing out and about?
The 23rd of May, which isn't too far away, I'm going to be at the, what's the name of that place? The Middle East in Cambridge, the Corner Cafe.
Okay.
And the 21st of May, there's something in Newburyport, the Plum Fest. A bunch of people playing on porches on Plum Island.
Oh, cool.
And Robin Lane.
It's like Porch Fest at Plum Island.
Yeah, yeah, that's the 21st. Cool.
That sounds fun. How do you get out there? Ferry?
Well,
is
I can
Plum
drive.
Island even an island?
Well, you can drive there from Newburyport.
You can. Okay, yeah. So there's like a causeway to Plum Island.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be playing there on porches with Robin Lane and Gary Shane. And
Robin Lane, really?
Yeah.
Can anyone go to that?
Anyone can go to that. Yeah, it's like Plum Island's a real nice, beautiful place.
I know. I haven't been, but I've heard.
You can walk up and down, and there'll be music all over the place, you know.
Oh, I might have to visit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's in Maine, right?
No, Massachusetts.
Oh, Newburyport.
It's right before you get to New Hampshire.
It's right there, yeah.
It's up 95, right before you get to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you can tell I don't get north much.
it's Route 113.
I've been as far south as Venezuela, though, guys. I don't have to be too much, but...
Venezuela?
Yeah, yeah. I was down, like, Canaima, tributary of Venezuela. The Amazon, fighting the Zulus.
No. You were.
What are you talking about? Zulus running!
Zulus? No, they're in Africa, man.
Shaka. Yeah, I know.
Amazon, that's...
They're in Scandinavia.
No. Those are Vikings.
They're from Africa.
Zulus. Africa, of course they are. I remember. Remember the big show on PBS? What was it? It was just Zulu, I think.
Okay.
It was great.
So you watched the Zulu show on PBS?
Well, I was a kid. I remember it was like a couple weeks long, you know? It was like after Roots. I like got into that,
big,
you know.
Tall African guys, yeah, Zulu. Yeah.
what do you gonna play for us first, Andy?
I'm gonna play. Okay.
What do you got?
This is called "This Is Love."
Right on.
And I haven't played this one on piano for a while, but it should come out okay.
He is live, Andy Pratt. Everyone on MFO.
All the times that I have waited for you, you never said a word. All the times that I have prayed for you, didn't wanna know. This is love in all its bright splendor. In all its sweet pain, let it rain all over me. You were lying when I first saw you, worn out in the car. I approached you in my stupid way, you let me find you there. Grew into love in all its bright splendor. Oh, love in all its sweet pain.
let it they will. Let the same things happen over and over. I will never be a bricklayer with his bucket and his grime. I will never work a liquor store. And I walk a fragile line, but I know love in all its bright splendor.
Great stuff, Andy. Let It Rain?
Yeah, it's called This Is Love.
This Is Love. Sorry. Yeah, it's great. Is that on an album we can find already?
Well, there's an album called The New Normal, which is on andypratbandcamp.com that has a version of it.
Right. Very cool. That's the only place. You never really put it on a CD?
Well, it's on that CD.
Oh, okay.
And there's another version of it on my SoundCloud, too.
I see. Yeah, you get the CD there. I'm drifty this morning. I had a hard time, I don't know, waking up, I guess.
He's live in the studio mixing here.
So you brought your friend Ken with you, Ken Gordon.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, Ken Gordon.
What's
is
his
here.
Story, Andy? Who's this cat?
I don't know. I just met him sometime. He sings, he writes songs. He has
say
his,
hello. You're on the mic, Ken.
Cool.
He sings.
Yeah, I met Andy at an open mic in about 2008.
That's awesome.
And started singing some stuff with him and been singing occasionally ever since.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks. You going to do something with Ken today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know a couple songs that we remember. So.
There's a song called Blame It on the Moon we could do.
I do know that one.
So,
you want to do that one now? Sure.
Launch into that, baby?
Sure.
Things I tell myself would get me in trouble again, would put me on the shelf. It's not any person. On anyone else. another me. It will be all right, all right. Just wait a little long. Every time we fight, we make the evil strong.
Awesome, Andy.
Okay.
You working on any new stuff these days?
Yeah, I keep writing stuff, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, yeah, have you ever stopped?
No,
you're
I keep
always writing
songs and songs and songs, yeah.
That's awesome. How many albums? Do you even know?
Oh, I've made like 20 albums.
You don't even know? You've lost track. I bet there's more like 30.
Yeah, I think it's more like 30.
It's about music.com has a lot of my stuff.
Music.com?
It's about music.com.
It's about music.com.
Yeah, that's where you find all that stuff.
Sounds great.
So, it's nice to be here.
People who don't, I know you've been on the show many times, but we got to bring up you. The biggest hit you had was Avenging Annie in the 70s.
Yeah.
And you still like playing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably done it a ton of times. But
I have done it a ton of times, yeah.
We love it, and every time you bring it here, it's like a different version, so it's not, you know, I can't hear enough of it. Does Ken ever sing that one with you?
No, I don't think so.
I have like a tiny amount of stuff on it. I don't have much.
There were background parts on it. Yeah.
There were?
Yeah.
It's very minimal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember on the original recording background.
Yeah, there were some background.
Is there?
Okay.
I know that. Pew, pew!
Yeah,
where
yeah.
I got that noise. What is that?
So you're going to make me do that now? You're not going to
Nah, you want to wait a little bit?
Play that What You Gonna Do song, number 13.
Okay, you know what? I looked that up. That might be like the only one I don't have in the system. What You Gonna Do? You have the CD there, though.
What You Gonna Do?
I have the CD. You're right. Where's the CD?
Is that how you spell right Whatcha? I don't know.
Not that one. The other CD.
Oh, that one. I gave it to him, actually.
Oh, yeah. You get my CD, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got it.
What You Gonna Do?
It's number 13 on that one.
This one?
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know how it didn't get in there. It's from New Revolutions.
Which we have. It's a nice, angry divorce song. Track 13, What You Gonna Do. It's the sort of Stonesy thing.
Yeah, it's a Stones-like song.
Didn't you do that song for Cops? Bad boys, bad boys. What You Gonna Do?
No, it's a different one. This is mine.
Here we go.
Is it?
I got it. Yep. Andy Pratt. This one's What You Gonna Do?
Right. From New Resolutions. It's about music.
Check it out.
Back to haunt you when you lie awake at night. crazy. What you gonna do when you just can't go on anymore? When the gold that you fought so hard for just don't fill you up.